Four men charged in two separate Richmond cases made their first appearances in person and by video before the BC Supreme Court on Wednesday afternoon following their direct indictment. Richard, Ricky, Charles Reed and Uxe Lay, who are charged with first-degree murder in the fatal Manzo Sushi restaurant shooting of alleged money launderer Jian Jun Zhu and attempted murder of Paul King Pao Jin, appeared by video as they are both in custody. Lay also made his first appearance for another matter involving the breaking and entering of a residence on 7540 Broadmoor Boulevard near Francis and Gilbert Roads and stealing firearms found inside. His co-accused John Edward Barasa is also in custody and appeared by video while Li Fu Alex Ni appeared in person after getting bail. The purpose for both appearances was to schedule a date to discuss how they want to manage the case with Associate Chief Justice Heather Holmes, explained Crown Counsel Mark Wolfe to Madam Justice Jean Wachuk. Wachuk was sitting in court to confirm dates for upcoming matters. This should have been done in advance with scheduling, said Wachuk when Wolfe suggested standing down the matter so he could obtain Holmes' availability and come up with a date for her to confirm, adding that this was a court to confirm dates, and there was a list waiting. Wachuk subsequently directed counsel to return to court next week after choosing a date amongst themselves. I'm hopeful that something actually productive will be done, said Jamie Butler, counsel for Ni, who also remarked that the case had been moving very slowly. Butler had previously expressed his frustrations with Crown and the slow progress of the case when it was before Richmond Provincial Court. Counsels for all of the accused were present either in person or by video except for Barasa's counsel Andrew James Coulthard. When Barasa asked if his counsel was present, Wachuk said Coulthard is expected to be present when they meet again next week. That's what he says all the time, but he never shows up, said Barasa. Both cases have been adjourned until September 21 at 2 p.m. so counsels can confirm on a date for case management with Associate Chief Justice Heather Holmes.